This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm feeling festive.
Still, even though the holiday seasons are not upon us anymore? Or I guess
Tom,
some...
we are in the midst of the holiday season. Not only... Look, I know the big red guy, Santa... Mm-hmm. He's gone for the year. He's back in hibernation. He's cuddled up in the big bed with Mrs. Claus for a few months.
When you said the big red guy, I thought you were referring to yourself when you get angry for a minute there.
Do I turn red when I get angry?
I think you turn, I mean, you turn red when you get drunk and you turn angry when you get drunk. So
this is very true.
So yes,
it seems to follow
by the transitive property. You get red when you get angry.
I don't get angry that often anymore. I used to get angry a lot. Now, yeah. You know what you know what I am? I'm resigned.
Resigned to your fate.
Just, you know, things are what they are. But Tom, this episode actually releases in the midst of a festive celebration.
That's true, yeah.
This is New Year's Eve. This is the last episode of 2023. Or, if you're on the other side of the world, the first episode of 2024.
Wow.
Or the first episode of 24, where you meet Jack Bauer.
Well, Tim, you've given away the surprise, but yes, at the end, Jack Bauer will be making a special New Year's Eve appearance on the show.
Do you think Kiefer Sutherland's got anything lined up, like Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, where he's going to be like, now to bring in 24, 24 himself, Kiefer Sutherland.
I like how you thought you could just blow right by calling it New York Rockin' Eve.
Is that what I called it?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to put you in the home.
I'm too excited, Tom.
2024, the year Tim finally gets put in a home.
Do you think Kiefer's got it lined up? Do you think, Seacrest is going to be like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kiefer Sutherland to ring in 24.
Do I think Kiefer Sutherland has a gig lined up to ring in 2024 in character as Jack Bauer from Fox's 24?
No, that, come on, asshole. That's not what I said.
I want you to clarify.
Well, now I'm getting mad. I told you I never got angry.
I can tell you're getting red. No, look, it's the big red guy.
No, I'm just asking, do you think they're going to trot him out? Because he's Mr. 24, and it's going to be 2024.
Put him in a little, one of those little, like, baby outfits with the diaper.
Yeah.
And they'll have...
And
they'll have Michael Jordan dress up like an old man wearing his jersey.
And there you go.
He's going out... And Kiefer Sutherland is coming. Well, I already know what the thumbnail of this episode is going to be now.
And then at the end of 2024, we say goodbye to 24. You bring on Kiefer Sutherland and Ryan Seacrest. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to have you like introduce J-Lo or something. But you don't. You shove him in a coffin, bury him six feet under.
At the end of next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
When 2025 starts, we say goodbye to 24.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right. Whether he likes it or not.
Yeah, or we dig up. We're gonna dig them up in 100 years.
Yeah, they. Yeah,
see what happened to old Jack.
See if
Bauer.
We have the technology to undo what we did to him.
Yeah, we'll see. He better hope.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, and they really should have had some kind of new 24 and 24 thing ready to go.
Maybe they will. Maybe that's gonna be. Well, hey, this is our. What is this? 2023 year in review. Mm-hmm. But we always like to do some predictions for the next year.
It's true.
Maybe that is happening.
Oh.
Maybe that will be predicted on this very show.
Are you implying that you're in behind the scenes discussions to make this happen?
No, I'm just saying we make predictions on this show, okay. Tom.
All right. Tim, how would you...
See what happens on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
It's called New York's Rockin' Eve. How would you say your 2023 was?
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good. Good to hear.
How would you say your 2023 was?
I would say mine was also good. I also have a very hard time remembering when anything in my life has happened relative to the current moment.
You got engaged this year to be
married?
No,
I didn't. It was last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was at the end of the year. It was the last day of November, but
what the hell?
Yeah.
You guys still aren't married?
Still not married. No, no, we had the wedding. You weren't invited.
I could see that.
It was just past weekend.
I could see that.
We had a Christmas wedding.
And you being like, you know, we're not that good friends. Or I could more likely see you being like, 10 of my closest friends are going to give speeches. And Tim, you don't make the cut.
What? I wouldn't do either of those things. Not invite you to my wedding or have 10 other people give a speech just as a giant fuck you to you.
No, you wouldn't do it to spite me.
Uh-huh.
You would do it just like that would be, you know, I wouldn't say, I'm not making this about me, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know 10 other people.
That's right, that's right.
So
your wedding is just going to be me?
Yeah, me, you, and my soon-to-be wife. That's all you need.
Hey, that's all you need for a wedding. I'll be the minister and the witness.
Yeah, and I guess that's all the only other positions you definitely need.
I think so. Vegas.
To your point, no, I did not get engaged this year. So you don't remember what happened to me this year either.
Tom, and I apologize. I feel terrible about it.
You thought something happened a month later than it did. Unbelievable.
I thought it happened like a month ago, to be honest. Tom,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel weird when you're like saying in public, like, my year is good, when like there's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world?
Yeah, but then you think if you're like, my year is bad with bad stuff happening in the world, and it's like, oh, your year was bad? What'd they do? Did they cancel the TV show you like?
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't win,
I'm with
Tim.
You, yeah.
That's why when somebody asks how my year was, I say no comment.
Yeah, I say I plead the fifth.
I say, mind your own business.
Hey, you're not going to pin me to anything. classic gotcha question.
Yeah. Well,
mainstream media trying to nail us to the wall, Tom.
Often I am being asked in a courtroom setting about
how was your year?
About how my year was.
That's usually the district attorney's opening gambit.
Yeah. I was here. Pretty good. I killed a guy. Oh, shit. I rest my case.
Yeah. That's how they got John Dillinger.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
the old, how was your year?
Yeah. Did they get John Dillinger? Or is he one?
I don't know. I'm not even sure.
Well, there
who
was
that
Dillinger
is.
Escape plan. So that had to have been after they got him, presumably.
Or maybe he had somebody and they were trying to escape from him.
Yeah, but it could be Tim. I mean, it could be a different Dillinger altogether for all we know.
Yeah, be Rick Dillinger.
Who's Rick Dillinger?
A different guy.
Oh, just like a guy we don't know about. The guy from the Dillinger escape plan. The guy they were trying to get away from.
Tom, this week we're doing a year in review. It was a big year. It was a good year for some. It was a bad year for others.
Yep. Regardless, this is the episode where we're going to review your urine.
No. Year in review.
Oh.
I prepared the blind taste test. I'll...
Yeah, Tim, I had the Pepsi challenge set up over here. Oh boy, I got. I might need
this
a few.
Episode, just be like, yeah, I'm gonna say number three.
Yeah, but guess what? The answer is always number one.
Nice.
All right. you were saying sorry.
No, Tom, this was the year of stars and scandal.
Yeah.
And a lot of big newsmakers doing what they do best, making news. And we're going to go through all of it this year on our 2023 year in review.
And then is music going to be playing there?
I think we should have like a... You know, whatever like Barbara Walters would do. Remember that before
Tim, if I had a nickel for every time you say on this podcast, we'll just do whatever Barbara Walters does. And you don't seem to actually know that much about her.
10 years ago in this country, we had Dick Clark and Barbara Walters and Steve Jobs. And now... We got nothing. But do you remember before Dick Clark would come on God Rest His Soul, on New Year's Rockin' Eve? They would show Barbara Walters.
At least one of those people died more than 10 years ago. I think
both. In
this
country, Tom?
Huh?
You remember Barbara Walters would be like, and now I'm going to talk to the biggest newsmakers of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, nah, I just want to see, Eve 6 play their hit from the year.
I don't want to hear Barbara Walters ask somebody the dumbest question I've ever heard.
She made people cry a lot. And that was like her, she was from a different time, huh? Because like nowadays, it's like.
Back when you were revered for making people cry.
Yeah. And I remember when she died and everybody was like, she was a bad lady.
Yeah.
She should have died 10 years earlier.
I don't know if people were that specific.
For her legacy.
No, because I think a lot of her legacy was still... Oh, I mean, like, yeah, if she had died 10 years earlier, people probably
would have
been...
Nobody would have been like, look at this jerk who died.
Yeah.
Would have been like, she made people cry and we like that.
Yeah, if she had died, you know, 10, 15 years earlier, people would have been more upset, and then somebody would have been like, yeah, well, this one time I saw her ask this mean question. They're like, yeah, you have that on a videotape you could show us? Not readily. Mm-hmm. Not maybe you can come to the TV museum with me. I can try and find the clip. But nowadays it's easy.
Can dub it using two different VHS players. Like a weirdo.
And nowadays you could spend 3 seconds. You can't find it. You just have your computer make it.
If you ever made a VHS that wasn't just either came out of a camcorder or
like
recording
TV
something
show.
Off a TV, you were like a weirdo and a pervert, right?
Oh, like if you like copied a movie from another videotape?
Yeah, if you had two VCRs hooked up to each other, it's just like, buddy, come on, go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I remember not having that that setup when towards like the end of VCRs, but I remember having like the capability, because I think there was like an extra old VCR like in the basement or whatever. But I, even for me, like a nerd, I remember doing it like once or twice and it just being like a real pain in the ass, and then like not coming out nearly as well as I thought it would, and just being like, forget it.
Not yeah. worth it. I'm not going to dub these copies of Three Men and a Baby for everybody to prove that the ghost was real.
Yeah, they'll just have to rent it from Golden Video like and everybody then, else.
Then the ghost only appears on half the ones I make anyway.
Right, what a pain in the ass. Spending so much money on these tapes. Tim referencing an urban legend told to him as a boy from a bored teenager at a video store.
Yeah, Tom, this is a mm-hmm. widely known urban legend. You're acting like this
no,
is
No, but
like...
you're saying that it only happened on half the tapes. That
oh,
came
yeah,
from
yeah,
the guy
yeah.
at the video store.
Yeah,
just
I think
fucking
that was
fucking
the...
with like a 5-year-old.
That was the element that really sold it to me, though.
Oh, I mean, that's...
Well, then it is supernatural.
I mean, yeah, if you could show that, if that guy had the wherewithal to have two VCRs set up next to each other, he could have showed it. And then he would have had smoking gun evidence. I did see something I was reading. It seems like now because of like streaming services, there are like false Mandela effects being reported because like so many streaming services are just kind of doing like stealth edits of like older movies. You know, things that are like super family friendly, but then have like one objectionable like
you're so upset about Daryl Hannah's butt being obscured by her hair on Disney Plus on Splash.
No, but that is I wasn't thinking of that, but that's a great example of it. Of just like this is family friendly except for like something like that, or I'm thinking even just like, you know, a racist joke that didn't age well or like something like that that they're like, look, nobody's going to, you know, argue for this in it. You know, well,
creeps will.
Yeah, creeps will, but like, this movie's G-rated if we just redub this one line or take out this line. But I saw one that people said in Home Alone when Harry and Marv are outside the church, I think it is, and they say like go in there, chase him. And he's like, I'm not going in there. Place gives me the creeps. That apparently place gives me the creeps. The people claim is a Mandela effect thing that it never actually happened.
Oh, it's not in the Disney Plus version?
I think that's what it is. It's not in the Disney Plus version. And people are referring to that and going like, oh my God, yeah, it's not in here.
Hmm.
Yeah. So just another problem. All these streaming services are...
Yeah. You mean these... criminals and cartoon bad guys aren't religious?
They're creeped out by churches?
We can't have that. Yeah. Everybody is everybody reveres the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Can't have little kids growing up saying I want to be just like Harry and Marv and be creeped out by church.
Mm.
Anyway,
Tom,
we should talk about this year.
Do you have, hold on, real mm-hmm. quick, do you have New Year's Eve plans?
I don't.
And everybody listening is like, well, I have my plans right now. It's this.
Yeah, I'm doing my plans.
Yeah, this is great. This is the highlight of my year.
I don't have plans. Maybe I'll be listening to this. I frequently like to unwind by listening to the an episode I've just edited.
It's Tom, you've mm-hmm. never listened to an episode of this show in your whole life.
Not all the way through, I'm sure. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, I've listened when I've
some
edited
people have.
Episodes. Some people
there's
have listened
a handful
to...
of, there's probably a handful of people that have listened to a whole episode of this show.
Right.
And it's weird that we're not in that handful of people.
It is weird, but, you know, it, like you said, though, it's only a handful of people, so.
Mm.
The odds are, yeah, we'd be the odd man's out.
Yeah, I don't have any plans for New Year's Eve either, and I like it that way. I think, Tom, I'm going to try not to make it to midnight for the first time in my life.
Oh.
Or
oh,
maybe
I
when I was
you
a
meant...
baby.
I thought you meant...
Yeah, no. No, I don't think I'm going to try. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good.
I told you I had a good year.
Yeah. I thought you meant a tire you were talking about.
Yeah, a tire. No, you know what brand my tires are?
Oh, no. Don't tell me they
Pantera.
Don't tell me they don't have a blimp even.
No, I think they do. No, they have more than a blimp. They got a...
They have more than a blimp? More than they have a spaceship? I don't know what else could be more than a blimp.
Pantera tires.
Yeah. Are they affiliated with the band?
I don't know. They're hardcore.
Is it the same logo?
They're made out of metal.
Oh, it's probably not great for your car.
Who knows? Runs fine. Tom, I've compiled a list. Should we do this before the break?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could take a break before if you want to.
No. Let's run through. We can finish it after the break.
Are you exhausted?
I'm not exhausted. It's an exhaustive list.
Oh, I
Tom.
See.
Tim's 2023 top trending tabloid takes and trends.
Pew, pew, pew. I was going to say, I mean, maybe this goes without saying, but like, yeah, we're not going to cover any like bad news.
Or are we?
All right, maybe we are. I was going to say this is probably mostly going to stick to pop culture stuff.
Yeah. Well, Tom.
I just don't want somebody to be like, oh, you didn't talk about any of the wars going on right now.
Yeah. No.
War's not fun.
Tom, you're creating a straw man right now. Nobody said
look,
that
and
to
if you.
You
don't like it, you could go to hell.
Tom, let me set the stage. This is Tim's 2023 top trending tabloid takes and trends. For 2023, I'm gonna say let me start off with a trend.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think a trend this year, slaying. Right? From Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. To Beyonce, to Taylor Swift, there was a lot of slaying going on out there.
Tim, could you spell that? Could you spell slaying?
Slaying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like slay, girl, right?
Right, but are you talking about like getting on a sleigh and going down a hill? Like
yeah,
that I don't think that's what those people are talking about when they're talking.
No,
about
it's the holiday season.
Yeah,
dashing through the snow and whatnot. Yeah,
I get why you could get confused about that, but they haven't been saying it just for the holiday season. They've been saying it all along. They're talking about slaying.
Well, they're rich. They can go to, you know, they're slaying. It's the summer in the United States. You go to the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Right? And you can go slay there as well.
No, I don't know if it snows in too many places in the Southern Hemisphere, even in the winter.
I don't know.
But again, that's still not...
I'm sorry, I'm not a jet setter like Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. But they know where to go. I don't know. They go to Aspen, I guess, to slay.
Yeah, that's...
Year-round.
I mean, they can't slay there in the summer. There's no snow.
Go to the
there.
North Pole, maybe.
The North
With
Pole,
the big red guy himself. They might have an inn.
There's just like water up at the North Pole.
Slaying. That's what they've been doing. 2023. It's a landmark year.
Tim, they're talking
jingle jangle
about slaying a dragon.
Oh,
yeah. It's like a Game of Thrones thing when they say that.
I don't think so, because they don't tend to be violent people.
That's why they're always in the Southern Hemisphere. That's where the hobbits are and stuff. And then dragons.
It's why all these people are always in the Southern Hemisphere, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And they're always talking about slaying.
Tom, do you are there any other
I hope overarching trends? I hope you had lined up. Like I don't know how you would have done this, but I'm getting a phone call right now. It'd be Timothy Chalamet, and he'd be like, "I'm gonna." He's not English, but in my head, he's English. And he'd say,
"Gents." He talks like a little little Lord Fauntleroy little boy, right?
Yeah. Excuse me, gentlemen. You're actually That's both skinny. Right. You're both right. In the summer, we slay dragons, and in the winter, we slay down the hills. That's why we're always going back and forth.
I should have set up that phone call. You're right.
You should have set up that phone call. It'd have been great.
Timmy Chalamet, the boy.
The boy. The boy on everybody's lips.
Hey, this gets to my next top trending tabloid takes and trends.
Uh-huh.
Timothy Chalamet, who's on his lips? Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, an unlikely it couple.
Yeah, I don't get how they're unlikely. They're both very famous, attractive young people.
Yeah, no, I read an article and it said they were unlikely, though.
Well, do you think that's like a publicity thing?
I think, yes, if I've heard about it, it's definitely a publicity thing.
I mean, I could kind of...
No, I mean, I think they're in love as much as two people in Holly Weird could be.
I saw, there were like pictures of him the other day, like tabloid pictures, Timmy Chal, where he was like, I think he was in London, presumably doing like a Wonka tour. Doing mm-hmm. the publicity tour, not being, I don't want to get worried, think he's going to be, you know, one of the kids that falls in the chocolate river. Something like that.
I think he would be pure of heart. He would be the one that gets to take over the factory
at the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was like shopping in a Barnes & Noble or something. And I don't know, the pictures look so weird. Because he was trying so hard to look incognito, but it was very obvious that like whoever was taking these pictures of him, A, was taking them with like a pretty nice camera and mm-hmm. not in a, and like was standing pretty close to him. Like it definitely looked like he had
what was
somebody.
He doing? Giving something to orphans?
No, he was looking at the Book of Dune in Barnes & Noble. So, like, I guess that's like a...
Wait, why would he... Shouldn't he have read it already?
Well, I mean, if he hasn't, it's too late now. Might as well forget it.
Yeah.
You would think they would have
given
him a copy.
Or maybe he was just like...
It.
Maybe he didn't know it was based on a book, and on the last day of shooting, he was like, "Oh, director, I really enjoyed this smoothie.
Yeah,
is there anything? Is there any further reading I could do?" And he's mm-hmm. like, "Did you read the book yet?" He's yeah. like, "There's been a book made of. There's been a novelization of Dune made."
Uh-huh.
And then the director informs him, "No." We based the whole movie on this tome, this big book.
Or maybe the director told him that this was an original story and seeing this book in the wild was the first time he was learning of this. That would be incredible if it was just
a series of pictures. Timmy Chalamet.
It was just a series of pictures of him like reading the back of the paperback, increasingly going like, what the fuck? Wait, no, this is the same fucking... What? When was this published? What? I don't. Oh, I got it. I have to call my manager.
Yeah. Oh, Scotty. Is Scotty his manager?
From.
Wait, I'm thinking Scooter Braun.
Okay,
I thought you were thinking of
Scotty from Star Trek.
No, I was thinking of Scotty Pippen.
Not a manager.
So they're an unlikely couple. Tom, yeah. they were spotted kissing around town.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner is one of the Kardashians, I think, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. She's got a whole thing. And that's what was trending in 2023.
That's it? That's the only stories you have?
That's the first two. I got a few more.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom, let's keep things rolling here. With Tim's 2023.
Rolling. Remember that song?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Fred rolling. Durst. Mm-hmm. Rolling. Who is the other guy with the black contacts in his eyes? Wes.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Wes something.
Wes. Not Craven. West Netherfield.
Borland?
Borland,
or am
yeah.
I thinking of the flannel clad Tool Time?
You don't remember that episode of Tool Time where he played Al's nephew? Al's
Man,
goth nephew.
Imagine. Well, that's the thing. You know who would have loved it?
Tim Allen,
the youngest Taylor boy. Yeah.
What was the deal with that whole storyline? Did that kid become goth? The actor?
I think the kid became goth and. Tim Allen was like, I can't make heads or tails of that. Write that into the show.
Yeah. No. He can keep dressing like that.
Tim Allen called the cops on him.
Yeah. I know I was on, you know this. Longtime listeners will know that I was on the set of the Mandy Moore movie, A Walk to Remember.
Sure were.
And I remember, I remember The Walk, of course. It was one to remember. But there was a guy playing like a nerd, I think, kind of in the movie, and
like you never saw the movie.
He got done. Well, I forget exactly what if he was nerdy or if he was just wearing like a school uniform, but he like got done with his scenes for the day, and went to the trailer and came back, and I was like, "Whoa, he's punk!"
Oh.
Yeah, he had like egg yolk spikes, he was like full. I was like, oh, he like went in there. That must have taken a minute to get his hair up and like put on eyeliner and all kinds of stuff and like put his piercings back in. I was like, that's one committed punk.
Was there a bookish character in the movie? A girl. And then she went to her trailer and came out, and you were like, "She's beautiful."
That was
all she
it
did was
Mandy
put her
Moore.
Hair down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore.
The whole day I was walking around, I was standing around going, why'd they get such an ugly broad for this movie? I thought Hollywood was full of beautiful women.
Mandy Moore was, you know, when did she start getting like famous? Like 2005-ish, 2000, like early 2000s?
Nah, because she had that song, Candy. That was like,
I'm missing you like candy. That was probably like 2000, right?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s.
I just remember like when she started her acting career, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I think this woman is beautiful, but like most people probably don't think that.
That's what you remember when she started her acting career?
Yeah, and I was like, I like her because she's like unconventionally attractive. Most guys don't think.
She'll
probably go for me because I'm a nice guy.
Right.
Not like all those other guys.
Probably hasn't had a nice guy. You know, being so ugly herself, she's probably never met a nice guy. Like me.
Tim's 2023 top trending tabloid takes and trends, Tom. Here's another big one coming at you. Taylor Swift and her husband, Travis Kelce, doing their Eras tour.
Tim. Oh boy, Tim! I could hear the rumor mill spinning up again because of your faux pas there. The as of the recording of this episode, they are not married.
Ah, well, maybe that's another prediction for 2024.
Speaking of relationships for publicity, like as of the recording of this, we have no proof that these people have met more than like four times in person.
What are you talking about? They're always like walking down hallways together. I feel like I've always seen pictures of them walking down hallways.
Yeah. And which, to be fair, is what most people do when they're in love.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that Taylor Swift mostly spends her time in hallways because she can't go outside?
I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
Windows.
She probably spends considerably more time in hallways than either of us do.
Yeah. You know, I'm hallways for me. I'm usually just passing through.
Yeah. She has to stand in hallways because if she goes to one of the rooms, everybody's going to bother her.
Yeah. Or if she goes to alone in a room, most times there's a window in a room.
Yeah. And she has to stay far away from that.
Yeah, because people will see her.
Yeah.
Take her picture with telephoto lenses.
But, Tim, people are forgetting already that this was the same year she was dating that that scoundrel Matty Healy.
Yeah, I never took the time to learn who that guy was.
He's the singer of, I think, the 1975s? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Nah, just the 1975. But everybody's mad at him all the time for some reason, and then it turns, he's like a... He's an edgelord. And
he's said shitty.
But people are like, oh, but he's really a genius too. And
That's true of most edgelords, if you really think about it.
That they're geniuses?
Yeah.
Hey, they're just saying things like we're not smart enough to comprehend.
How else would you explain Elon Musk being so smart and such a good edgelord?
Yeah. I 2023, Tom, the year that everybody finally started respecting Elon Musk.
The year everybody finally started respecting edgelords. I'm so glad. That's like one of those things where once a term was affixed to it, it was like, oh, awesome. I hate this. I hate this. And it's not the same as like dark humor or morbid humor or gallows. No, it's like relax. It's like, no, there's a specific type of person who they're going after the reaction, not they don't actually care what they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always bothered me. So I'm glad they
it's like, I hate when people are like, it's gallows humor, but it's like, but you're nowhere near the gallows.
Right.
You're like, the gallows are like two towns over. You're not, you're not in danger of being put in the gallows.
Right. It wasn't
the
somebody,
people in the gallows are allowed to engage in the...
It wasn't somebody you know who's in the gallows.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are allowed to engage in the gallows humor because they got to engage with the other part of it.
Yeah, but I feel like
when we were suck a lemon in 2024.
I feel like when we were younger, when there wasn't a term for edgelord yet, there were still edgelords, and they would be like, "Oh, you're sensitive," or like, "Oh, like sorry, I don't have a filter. I just say what I'm thinking." It's like, yeah, but you're doing it on purpose, and it's annoying. Everybody should just shut up. Hey, how about this? 2024, the year everybody just shuts up for one goddamn year.
Not Taylor Swift and her husband. They should keep singing their beloved songs.
Their popular duets. It is crazy, though, thinking about, like, I was thinking about this when I was, because she's on my 2023 list, too, of course.
Top newsmakers.
Yeah, that... I gotta give her credit. Like, I don't hate Taylor Swift or anything, but I'm not like a Taylor Swift fan. Like, you know,
a Swifty.
I'm not a Swifty. I'm not against her, but I'm not a big fan or anything. Yet, I know the names of two people in the world whose names I did not know because they dated her. I don't know the names of people I care about who are dating people. I don't know their names.
Okay.
I said it wrong.
You know the people you care about.
I know the people I care about. I don't know the names of the people dating them. Sometimes I don't know the names of the people who are married to them.
That's very true in my life as well.
Like you and your wife, Meredith.
Tom, that's not her name at all. Wait, no, it is. Did you remember when George Clooney married his wife Amal Clooney? And everybody's like, why is it George Clooney marries a lady? She's way more accomplished than he is. It's like everybody who said that also didn't know who that lady was.
I mean, there are.
I got mad at that. I was like, yeah, she's better than him. Like, she, in terms of like net positive for the world, she's a better person.
Yes, and in a but perfect
that doesn't
world,
mean like I knew
be
who
more
she was
famous than he is. But we live in an awful world, and she's not, so it's fine.
And George Clooney should be famous. He's very charming, Tom.
But then
and
sometimes,
handsome.
Sometimes
he's a late
you
bloomer,
see
too. Looked weird.
People's names or
his looks didn't make sense until he was like 45.
Yeah, he like grew into that face. He's got a big face.
He's got a big face. He had to become a big boy to
service that face.
He
got that big boy
without
surgery.
The rest of us puking.
He got that big boy surgery so that he stopped looking so weird. And now everybody's swooning for him. Now, I mean, there are stories sometimes where they'll say, you know, wife of so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that person's also famous or like as famous or almost more famous. Or more famous, but George Clooney and Amal Clooney, like, no, she was not nearly as well known. It's fine.
I was just saying it as an aside, and then you got really worked up about it. You're all red, Tom.
Well, I get angry about it, Tim. I just want George Clooney to get his fair due. Oh, and I'd like everybody to stop criticizing him, for God's sake.
Another trend, Tom, that everybody was talking about. Girl dinner.
You know what? I had that on my list, too. Girl dinner, girl math, boy dinner, boy math.
I didn't understand. I heard somebody talking about girl dinner one time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what's that? And they're like, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would.
Right.
So I didn't. What is it? It's what girls eat for dinner?
I think so. I think it's just like... I don't know, when you maybe have like a weird dinner, you say like, oh, it's girl dinner.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a top trend.
I assume, without looking into it, it's something like you're eating a bunch of things to make a meal that aren't really like a meal, you know?
Okay. Hell of a trend. Tom, if that's girl dinner, I've been eating girl dinner since I was 16 years old.
All right.
Jelly beans then and I guess half a quesadilla. Eating, is that girl dinner?
I guess you've been eating girl dinner since you were 16 years old.
That's how I maintain my lovely girlish figure. Okay, the number one, Tom, entry on Tim's 2023 top trending tabloid takes and trends.
Yeah.
Number one, the Megan dance, also known as the M3GAN dance.
Tim, I think that was last year.
Yeah, 2023.
No, I think it was 2022. That dance happened.
Well, it really hit the mainstream.
Yeah, it was 2022.
Yeah, no, but it hit the mainstream.
I don't know. I think it hit the mainstream when the movie came out.
It took a little while before people really understood.
Did you just assume this happened in 2023, or were you looking at...
Tom, can I tell you something here?
Sure.
The movie Megan premiered in L.A., Los Angeles, Hollyweird, where most people don't live.
Right.
On December 7th, 2022.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then theatrically released it in the United States, Tom, wide release after the premiere on the day that you refer to as Independence Day, January 6th. But 2023, Tom, that's when it came out. So, apologize to me about the Megan dance, please.
Tim, I apologize. You're right. The Megan dance. I feel like the Megan, it was starting to take off, but I'll concede that it sounds like 2023.
It was starting to take off before the movie came out. You're telling me
when they were promoting the movie, they had a girl dressed up as Megan on the Drew Barrymore show. I was going to say the Drew Carey show, the Drew Barrymore show, doing the Megan dance. And it was, I think Drew Barrymore was doing the Megan dance too.
Yeah, that was 2023, my friend.
I think it might have been 2020. Look, I'll concede. You're right. You're right. All right.
Tom, guess what, you doof?
What?
Drew Barrymore did the Megan dance on January 24th, 2023.
Wow. Even after January 6th, she thought that would be a funny thing to do?
Yeah. So, do you want to apologize to me about when Drew Barrymore did the Megan dance?
Tim, I'd like to apologize to you about when Drew Barrymore did the Megan dance. You're right.
All right.
That, or I'm
2023
sorry,
has been a wild year.
M3GAN dance.
Yeah. A lot of ups and downs. But we all agree that the peak, well, now Tom agrees as well, that the peak was in January when the Megan dance took the world by storm.
It's pretty cool that, like, leet speak is still a thing, huh?
That's where you put letters into words.
Letters and where numbers should be and vice versa. Yeah. I guess not really vice
versa, very
cool. Just that. But like you think about like, it's been around for a long time now. And like it's still
if
even...
somebody was like, do you know this number 361 or as I call it E61, E6I?
Wait, what?
That would be if you were using, if it was going vice versa with
I see.
Letters replacing numbers.
Well, I'm glad it didn't happen that way. I'm glad it seems confined, actually, to just replacing letters with numbers. But the fact that even...
like to do math.
Even in 2022, when this movie came out, you know, that was still just a good shorthand for... Hey, let people know this movie, Megan, it's about something to do with computers and cyberspace. Put a 3 in there and then everybody will know. And then we won't have to call it like Megan, the little girl robot who killed.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. And I have, I wish I could write my answer in an envelope.
Oh, man.
Seal it.
Tim, think about this. If you saw a movie poster tomorrow that just said problem child, But the E was a 3 and the O was a 0. You'd line up. You'd say the problem child's finally coming into the digital age.
Yeah. Oh man. Imagine the problem child with an AI brain. He'd be unstoppable.
Yeah. He'd be all over porno websites though, probably.
That's the biggest problem this problem child is. It's just like,
using
his internet privileges.
There'd be a part of the movie where he first gets like his AI upgrade, and it would just be him like, "Wow, look at all this porn."
I don't think the problem child would care about that.
Tim, he's got the soul of a serial killer.
What? No, you're thinking of Child's Play.
Oh, I'm thinking of Child's Play.
I'm thinking of Problem Child, just the John Ritter movie with that little stinker.
But, all right, would you be more interested or less interested in Problem Child with a... It somehow implied the Problem Child this time's a robot.
I think Problem Child is a perfect movie as it is. We shouldn't do anything
all right
to it. Tom, I have a question. Did you see, and I wish I could seal my answer because I know what you're going to say. Have you seen the movie Megan?
Yes. And I'm guessing you have not.
I have not. Yeah. But my answer in that sealed envelope for you would have been yes. Yes.
Why would it be in a sealed envelope?
Because to prove that I knew what your answer would be.
Oh, you were guessing whether I would say yes or not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not that impressive. I think it seemed obvious that I knew about the movie. I knew more about it than you, except when it came out.
So what else did you know about it?
How the plot went and everything.
I know, there's a dance, there's a robot girl.
Yeah.
Tom, but there would have been another thing. There would have been another line in that sealed envelope. For the second question, why did you see this film?
If it came out around January, it would have been like, that's like a dry season, a movie dry season.
You saw it because Brian Williams, the newsman's daughter, was in it.
I saw it because I thought Brian Williams was going to be in it.
Yeah, I know. You're a big Brian Williams
fan.
I
used to have a crush on Allison Williams. I don't think I think I've been dispelled of that.
Why? Because she built Megan, the dancing killer
she
robot?
Built this like crazy robot. And it's like, that just doesn't...
Even her playing like a nerd super genius didn't make you be like, ooh, la la.
Not,
a
hey,
tech lady.
Tim, not like that. She's dangerous.
Her dad's a liar.
Her dad is a liar. Her dad's a liar, not nearly as funny as he thought he was.
Yeah. He was kind of funny.
He was kind of funny, but it's like, but you're kind of funny because you're supposed to be a serious newsman. And when you go on a late night show and you say something in a serious newsman voice that's funny, that's going to be funny like the first 10 times. But then after that, you're just going to go, he was trying to like transition into becoming a comedian. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the first time he was on 30 Rock and it like cut to him, he'd be like, whoa, the guy from the news like said a joke. But then it's like, you know what? When this is different. But when John Hamm was like in Mad Men and like nothing else, and then he'd make a cameo, it'd be like, "Whoa, that guy's like wacky and funny."
Yeah.
But then he just became a comedic actor, so it's like, "Yeah, you're a pretty funny comedic actor."
Yeah. It's like, okay, he
seems like a nice man. I bet he's not though. Anyway,
I bet he's an all right guy. I mean, he was like apparently about.
I bet he's real nice to famous people.
Oh yeah. He was apparently gonna like about to quit show business before he got Mad Men. So I think it was probably more likely that like the kind of stuff he's doing now is what he always wanted to do, but he just didn't really get cast in anything until Mad Men, and then he couldn't be like, wow, all right, I was about to quit acting and now you gave me a lead role in a TV show. Can we make this funny though? I mean, that show, there are a lot of funny parts in Mad Men.
I've never seen it.
It's pretty good. I like
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for my top 20. Close up the old 2023 top trending tabloid takes and trends mailbag.
Okay. And now open up my much smaller. Yeah,
what's the name of your list?
2023. I mean, that's
we hardly knew ye.
Just 2023. I mean, that's what I have in my notes here.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to have to come up with a name for the list.
Well,
an alliterative name. I only have a few here, Tim. A few that you didn't cover.
Tom, I'll tell you what I didn't cover. I didn't cover Barbenheimer.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of talked about Barbenheimer. Yeah, I mean, like, I have on the list Barbenheimer, Nepo Babies. That became a thing this year.
I wish they came up with a better name than Nepo Babies for that, because that makes it sound...
Like Muppet Babies?
Yeah, which we all like.
Right.
And we're supposed to hate Nepo Babies. No, it's just that, like, nepotism is, like, a bad thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I do think there is a lot of, like, in certain industries where it's, like, mm-hmm. I understand the Tom Hanks thing of, like, oh, they went to the family business, whatever. But also it's like a lot of people get whatever. Like, it's a who you know business.
Right.
And nepotism runs rampant. But then they named it this silly thing where it's just like, oh, are you really going to complain about Nepo Babies? And then it's like, okay. Which, well, I guess whatever. Who cares? Who cares who's in movies?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's funny.
This should be somebody from Ohio. Somebody whose dad was an accountant.
Well, the funny thing to me is that, like, you know, the people that get the most shit for it are getting it because they, like, share a last name with their famous parent, or they look like their famous parent or parents. So right. Then they, but those are, like, I'm thinking about Maya Hawke, the Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter. Right?
Ethan Hawke is cool.
He is cool.
I know. He's the coolest.
And, like, she looks like both of them, you know? Like, okay. Oh, you look like your two beautiful parents. Mm-hmm. Who are the other ones I was thinking
cool.
of?
They're both cool.
Wyatt Russell, the son of Kurt Russell and, I guess, Goldie Hawn, too, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really know who that guy is.
Yeah. And then
Wyatt's a cool name.
Yeah, Wyatt's a cool name. And then what's her name? Leah Thompson's daughter.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I forget her name. But anyway, like, I've seen them be labeled as Nepo babies. And it's kind of like, hey, you mean these, like, actors who got their parents' good looks and, like, are, you know. Yeah, just acting, and, like, people like them in things. They're, like, pretty good at stuff. Whereas, like, so many times you watch something and somebody's bad and you look up who it is and it's like, oh, their dad wrote or their grandfather wrote Ben-Hur. Like, that's why they're still in stuff. Or, like, you know, their grandfather ran MGM Studios back in the 50s and, yeah, this just got passed on or whatever. Like, those are the Nepo babies where it's like, it's nepotism and it's not coming from a place of, like, you know, this person deserves it because also they're good looking. Like our already existing celebrities.
Yeah.
I think it just,
you know,
it's like putting too much. It's giving Hollywood too much credit as, like, anything even close to approaching a meritocracy.
Where yeah, it's
like,
exactly.
Oh, this is, like, the least of Hollywood's problems, that sometimes, like, famous actors help their kids get jobs to start out.
Did you know about Daniel Day-Lewis's son?
No.
Gabriel Kane Day-Lewis.
No, I didn't know about him.
He's making his feature film debut in the movie Terror on the Prairie.
Okay.
And you know what this is?
Uh-oh.
It's Gina Carano's first project since The Mandalorian.
Oh, no.
You know what the movie studio is?
Is it
The Daily Wire Productions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, like, and I read about him in one of those Nepo Baby things, and it was like, it really sounds like this guy's starting at the bottom. Like, I think he's, like, trying to claw his way up. Like,
yeah, I don't think Daniel Day-Lewis
was
pulling strings. Hello, I'm Daniel Day-Lewis, and I'd like to talk to you about having my son in your film.
Calling up Ben Shapiro and pitching him real hard.
He's a good boy. He's a good actor. He's been practicing. Now me, I'm an oil man.
All right, Tom. What do you
remember
else you
that?
Got?
Remember that movie he was in?
I know. I like that movie.
I saw this trend. According to Vice, this is a trend. And at first, I was like, "This is stupid." And I was like, "Oh, okay, maybe this makes sense." Gen Z / Gen A. Or Gen Alpha, I guess it is, right? The ones under Gen Z.
I haven't heard anything like
anyway, that. Anyway, the two youngest generations, or not, I don't know if one of them's even the youngest. Regardless, Gen Z is weird about feet. Do not like people showing off their feet.
I mean, hey, then color me Gen Z.
Now, I saw this in this Vice
this
article.
This isn't a 2023 specific thing.
Well, listen, in this Vice
it's a
article.
A generational thing.
They were talking, in this Vice article, it mentioned it, and it pointed to this TikTok from a teacher who said that she wore, like, sandals to school, and basically all of her students were like, ew, could you not? And according to them.
I don't think teachers should be allowed on TikTok.
According to them, you sound like one of her students. Mrs. B, I don't think teachers should be allowed on TikTok.
I agree.
According to them, the reason why Gen Z is like weird about feet is because of Dan Snyder.
Ah.
The Nickelodeon guy and his foot.
Yeah.
Because basically she was saying, she was like.
Alleged.
She was saying...
I think he's very litigious.
Okay. I think he's very fetitious. I think he's very ticklish.
Richard Marx almost took down this podcast, Tom.
Anyway.
He doesn't have half the juice that...
I haven't said anything about him. But she was saying, like, because he made so many Nickelodeon shows that had, like, stuff about feet in them...
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, other stuff's coming out and, you know, a Gen Z or whatever are like, oh, that's what that was about. And the teacher equated it to like, imagine if Mr. Rogers, it came out, he had a fetish about sweaters. Like that would really darken your childhood memories on what was going on.
It would. Don't, you shouldn't say things like that, Tom. That's disrespectful.
To who? Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers and Dan Snyder, a great man who apparently is very litigious.
Also in 20... I'll do the plugs and then we'll finish it up. How about that?
All right, great.
You can find out more about the show at tcgte.com. You can check out all our social media there, our subreddit, our Discord. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
And follow me at Your Pal Tim.
And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. You get books to podcasts. You get the back episodes of books to podcasts. This week, we watched Lal Singh Chadha, the Indian version of Forrest Gump, the 2022 release.
Because we just finished reading Gump and Co.
An awful sequel to Forrest Gump. You can hear all those and all the back catalog of those at patreon.com/complete guide. Check it out. Tim, also on my list, I have for trends, incels trying to convince everyone that Margot Robbie is mid.
Yeah, that did happen this year, didn't it?
That did happen this year. It didn't work. I don't think they convinced even one person that Margot Robbie is mid. What if
I'm torn.
What if they did, but the person they convinced was her husband?
Wow. What if it was Margot Robbie and it just made her really sad?
Yeah, or that would also be awful.
Yeah,
I think it would. I think it would probably take a lot to convince Margot Robbie she's not an attractive person.
I'm not like a lot of guys. I find Margot Robbie to be very pretty.
I'm not like the other guys. I think she's
beautiful.
I think she's mid. I love at least one of these guys saying this online was like, "Yo, Margot Robbie is gonna read this and she's gonna get negged so hard that she's gonna decide that she has to go after me."
It's like I think this happened a lot more in like the early 2000s, like the first 10 years of this century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was like the lowest culture has ever been.
It really was, but, like, right?
When like a beautiful, famous woman,
mm-hmm.
Got divorced, like it was a thing where like fucking dumb schlubs would be like, "Yes,
she's
like
back
they
on
had
the
a
market.
Shot with her." Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, there was a post
reading Max books.
I forget where it was on Reddit, but a post the other day that was like about how like the 2000s were like wild for like labeling celebrity women as fat, and like,
oh yeah,
and it just had all these examples of women who were like always labeled as fat or due to like some circumstance, like recently having a baby, they were deemed fat. And or like
I saw this post and they like showed pictures of them and you're like, wow, these women are absolutely like—
Yeah, one was Tyra Banks wearing a swimsuit on the beach and she like had to wear the swimsuit on her show to be like, look, they like doctored the photos. And even the photos are, I mean, they weren't I think it was just like they squished them or something. Like, it wasn't even like sophisticated. But you know, it was
just a run of the mill squishing.
Yeah, but it was bad enough that she felt the need to like go on TV and be like, "No, look, I'm still a beautiful woman."
Yeah. Hey. Fat shaming.
Yeah.
Bad.
Bad. But this trend in 2023, good. Gooning.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know what? Gooning is not good or bad. It's in the it's what you're doing with it, you know?
It's what you're doing with it.
Yeah, I mean, it could be self-care or it could be self-destructive.
It could be.
Really makes you think.
All right, what else do you have on your list?
That Chinese spy balloon.
Yeah, you know what?
I accidentally wrote down on this Chinese water balloon.
I mean, it might have been. We don't
Yo,
know.
Yo, remember that time
prank.
They got that slingshot out and they shot that fucking water balloon at us?
I just feel like everybody was talking about it a lot. The spy balloon, and they're like, "Oh my god, I can't believe like we can't get it down." And like, there was a reason, right? Like we wanted to see like
what
we found
doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and also like that was people who were just mad, just wanted to be mad at the president at the time and be like, "He's weak. Look," and it was like, nah, it already like passed over the nuclear base that we knew it was like did all of its spying on. If we shoot it down now, it might just kill an old lady on the street corner. So we're just gonna wait.
Yeah. It would have shown chutzpah, Tom.
It would have. Well, and then we start shooting them down like crazy.
Yeah.
And then I guess,
Tom, what do you make of this? All this UAS? Wait, no, what is it?
UAF?
UAF?
Yeah. Or UAP, what? I'm sorry. Unidentified UAP. Aerial Phenomena.
Yeah. That's just cover for other countries' spy technology. And it's like, yeah, we can't say we know this is a Chinese drone or whatever.
I mean that is definitely the case for some of it.
Why the hell did I bring this up?
I don't know. I mean, that's definitely the case for some of it, but there are, and that's kind of the people trying to go through the proper channels at the government, basically saying some of this we get, it's our stuff or it's stuff we know they have, but some of it, it's doing things that if we know that's China's stuff, then, or Russia's stuff or whatever, then we're fucked. So that's why we just kind of like it out there on the record. That's what a lot of these guys, they're trying to get hey, if you know what this is, that great, just tell us. That's all.
Let's get back to gooning.
No, Tim, you can't goon together. You gotta goon on your own, or else you're not gooning at all.
Do you have any predictions for 2024?
Yeah, more gooning.
Hey, wedding bells for Taylor Swift and more gooning. You heard it here first, and now let's throw it to Jack Bauer to bring us in to 24.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.